Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Time now for Sky's FIFA World Cup Day.
So I'll start with the football part. Okay. So yeah. Ghana and Cameroon going to the last day, they can still make it to the last 16.
Okay. Both of them.
That's exciting. Yeah, both of them. So keep an eye out on the Ghana-Uruguay game because it could be a game of revenge for the whole of Africa.
100%.
If you remember 2010, Luis Suarez and penalty Ghana miss when it was Bagana because the final were bad.
So that's, which was that one where Suarez stopped the
that
goal
is
with
the
his,
game.
That with his hands.
That is
and then the
game.
Penalty, they missed the penalty.
That
he celebrated from that, half. That is it that one?
So it's happening this week. I think it's on Friday.
Okay.
So it's going to be very interesting. Everyone behind
Well, obviously
Ghana.
You will report to me.
I will tell you.
I won't watch it, but I mean, you'll tell me.
You'll also hear the noise on Twitter.
Yes.
So World Cup dates. Chinese football fans, I did not know this. Thank you, Darren Moore, for sending me the story.
I know, it's crazy.
They've been streamed a censored feed of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar because the politicians in China don't want the population to see images of large unmasked crowds because of the protest that is happening at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happens. Like, I feel sorry for the TV network because that is complicated.
It's proper. I don't know how they do it, but apparently reports from China are that they are watching it, what they think is live from Qatar, without a single camera shot of crowds. So whenever we or the rest of the world see crowds, China cuts to the coach's
bench,
box, the bench, the billboards,
the sky. Yeah. It's impressive, though, to be honest. So they don't want to create FOMO.
Yeah,
you call it impressive. Yeah. Others just, you know, call it communism. But either way.
And then there's the second one. Mexican boxer Canelo Saul Alvarez has sent a warning to Lionel Messi, who he's accused of disrespecting Mexico.
So, oh, snap.
Messi scored a goal against Mexico.
Yeah.
Argentina beat Mexico. And then there's a video that surfaced, right, which Messi's in the change room.
Yeah.
And you know how players change or swap jerseys?
Yeah.
There's a Mexican jersey on the floor.
Yeah.
And accidentally, the video shows Messi standing on it.
Oh, snap.
And Canelo said, and I quote on Twitter, "He better pray to God that I don't find him."
Oh, yo!
Like,
yo!
Messi's a
pound for pound greatest boxer alive today. If that guy's got your number, just run.
Yeah, Messi. This one, I backed Messi in most of the fights.
Not this one.
If it ever had to get there.
Then,
this could be the roughest question an athlete has ever been asked by a journalist.
Yeah.
So Eden Hazard, one of the best Belgian players of all time, right?
Belgium lose to Morocco?
Yeah, they lost to Morocco.
Yeah.
And then they have to win their next game now to stand any chance of going to the last 16.
Yeah.
And then this journalist rocks up at the press conference and asked Eden Hazard this.
My question is for Eden. During the lately, we noticed that you have gained a little weight. Can you repeat, please?
Okay.
Recently, we noticed that you have gained weight. How are you dealing with this, and what caused it?
What did he reply?
What did he say?
No, he just said, no, that's not true. And he just gave the PC answer. But, like, I wanted to, like, remember the Malay chief?
Yeah.
I wanted that moment. But you don't ask those things.
Can you say that was a hazardous question?
That was a hazardous question.
Hazardous question.
Yeah.
Right. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that is your World Cup date.
That is our World Cup date. Tune in tomorrow for another one.
It sure is.
Nice.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.